Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Look, you've heard lots about the Leaving Cert today. As you know, the results are out. I'm sure students are mulling over the results, prepping to celebrate. Do you remember your own results day, though? Our reporter, Sarah Madden, has been talking to people out and about on the streets about their Leaving Cert memories.
When we got ours, it was kind of a little ritual that you would meet up with your friends, you'd go for a little brekkie that morning, and we'd all walk up together and we'd get our results at the school physically. So it was nice because some of your teachers would be there, so you'd be kind of going over to them, telling them how you did. I just remember being elated and being surrounded by people with happy tears more so than sad tears.
I think I opened them in the car, and I had a feeling it would be bad, and it was bad. I know it was not a good Leaving Cert, and my mother was trying to bring me out for lunch anyway, like she'd planned, and there was other people in the cafe really excited, and I was trying to hold in tears, and it was not the thing to do.
I suppose it was the most stressful period in my life, and I'm still having nightmares about it. Yeah, to wake up sometimes going, oh, I haven't studied enough.
Did it twice, yeah, repeated for my sins. Wasn't happy with some subjects, didn't give it my all. I was more concentrated on the sports field.
No, I wasn't really disappointed. I was happy enough for what I got, to be honest. I was kind of getting more than I expected to get originally. Maths probably surprised me the most, because I was kind of debating whether to stick with higher level maths or go to ordinary level maths, but I stuck with higher level maths and I got the H5 anyway, so I was happy enough with it.
My family from Galway were in the home because it was a FLA in Drogheda, so a lot of people went out for the FLA. That's all I remember.
Went out afterwards anyway. Yeah. Can't remember where we went now, but results day was a good day.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be lots of celebrating happening across the country tonight, but the attention will of course turn to courses and points and offers and CAO and apprenticeship programmes. But do we encourage people to look at apprenticeships, or is there still a stigma around them? James is with us on the line today. James, you finished school just a few years ago, and it was at the time when there was a big push for apprenticeships. Do you think is there still a stigma?
There definitely is a stigma. When I was in school, we did have, you know, the odd sort of presentation about the benefits of trades. We had presentations where an officer from the Irish Army came in. We had ones, I believe it was an electrician from the ESB came in. So we had a few sort of pushes for it. But the big thing from career guidance counsellors and from a lot of teachers was university. So I do think there was more push for that. And also from my parents' generation, like I'm 23, and my parents were very much encouraging me to go to university. If it wasn't suited for me, they would have been happy enough with me not doing it. But I think a lot of parents simply think university is it. There's no other option for trades. You know, there's people who go to university and they're not suited. My sister was, she went to Mary Eye and did teaching. Mm. She was suited to be a teacher. She was what she wanted to do. She was academically inclined. However, there was quite a few people she noted, in particular lads, who were sort of pushed to become teachers by their parents when they probably would have been better off not going, not only just to teaching, but to university full stop, and would have been better doing a trade or just outright working. And that sort of probably comes from the parents' generation, where you go to university degree, you're guaranteed a job and you have to do it. And it was the highest level of achievement. Whereas, you know, trades, there's, you know, some trades, even though they may be seen as, quote, blue collar jobs, they could be some of the most wealthy people compared to a white collar job as an office worker. And, you know, some of the most, you know, intelligent and hardworking people that I know myself are, you know, they're tradesmen, they're council workers, so to speak. You know, they're not typically seen as academically inclined, and yet they've probably got a lot more brains than some people who went to university. So I do think there's a stigma around it coming from both the schools and parents.
But by all accounts, James, in your experience, so you, what's at the Leaving Cert 5 years ago then? You said you're about 23.
So 2020, I didn't sit it because it was the year of COVID. So my experience is slightly unique. But in terms of the lead up, whether it was the applications for the CAO, I went to university in Queens in Belfast. Mm. So I did UCAS. So, but the similar concept, you know, a lot of it was apply for that and see how it goes in terms of your Leaving Cert. But there, you know, if I hadn't wanted to go to university, if I wanted to do a trade, I believe my parents would have been as long as I'm working, as long as I'm being a decent member, they wouldn't have minded. But all parents are like that.
Yeah, but from your experience, though, even having various different, you know, whatever you want to call it, workshops or conversation days with officers from the army, as you mentioned, electricians from the ESB, that certainly changed. I don't recall ever having anything like that.
Well, there definitely is a push. Like, there is, it's not like there's no push at all to go down the trade route or whatnot. But there is, it's sort of the default is university. Like, the default is always, which university are you going to go to? And there's quite a few, you know, people in my year at school who went to university and they either dropped out or, you know, they didn't do well or they're not happy. And, like, my position, I went to university and it got me where I wanted, but it very easily might not have gone that way. But there's people who I know personally who went to university that, not that they'd no business, but they would have been far better off either going straight into work, doing an internship or doing a trade. Like, they were just, but their parents and the school pushed them towards it. I think it's more the parents than the school. The school does have a big part, but certainly parents more so.
Yeah, just when you mentioned that, David is with us too, James. You're a parent, David. Have you noticed a change in perception around apprenticeships?
It's starting to come back around, I think, the way it should be, which is, what does your child want rather than what does the parents want the child to do? The apprenticeships are great. I mean, when I was in there 30 or 40 years ago, the only discussion was the apprenticeships, i.e. the ESB, COE, how you would go about getting your apprenticeship. When my own kids were in school, only a few years ago now, the only discussion was the universities. This is what you need to get into this university. And you can go at it just through a PLC, but mainly aim for the points. But what we should be asking is, what does your child want? I'd love to know the dropout rates for the first year of college from people, as James has already said, who are just not academically able for the workload in a college. There's nothing wrong with them. They would be perfectly good electricians, carpenters, insurance clerks, whatever needs to be done in society that we have. But we shouldn't be trying to pigeonhole them. And it's worse than even when it gets to the points system today. This conversation was had 2 or 3 years ago with parents. Right, you're going into senior cycle. These are the points you need at the moment to go to finance, medicine, whatever it might be, start doing it now. So you have 16 and 17 year olds sweating, stressed.
Yeah, often reliving
pressure.
Their parents' dreams too, David.
Exactly. But that's the point. Stop, right? Ask your child what they wanted. That's the great thing about transition year, for argument's sake, is that it allows young people, they're still technically children, but they're nearly adults, to experience a few things. Well, actually, do you know what? I went in and I worked in a school for a week. There's no way I'm going to be a teacher. Or, yes, actually, I do want to be a teacher. I may not get the points, but here's another way around it. The same with apprenticeships. There's no reason why we can't be putting all the options on the table for people.
Do you think, Stephen is with us too. Stephen's a plumbing instructor. Do you see a change now in the numbers heading towards apprenticeship, Stephen?
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, I tell you, I think I would agree with your last two listeners there. I do feel that for years there was a stigma. But we've noticed here, I train apprentice plumbers over here in Ballyfermot, and we find that, like, the numbers on the waiting list had increased there a while ago, and they've kind of come back down to levels that we can cope with again. But we can see an awful lot of people have gone down the trades route. And I can see that for years people considered the university route was the way to go. But we notice now, not only are we just getting young males coming in, it's young men and women coming in now, and they're all taking on the trades as well, you know. So you can see that
there is a jump.
Obviously, there's a push towards it. And there's also, one of the big things I think as well, Andrew Joe, is when you go off and you go to college, you're 4 years and you're looking for a part-time job to pay for it. With the apprenticeship rates, you do have a steady wage coming in, and it increases year on year. So by the time you get into your third or fourth year, you're making 500 or 600 euro a week, so you can sustain yourself as well.
Are there certain people who are more suited to apprenticeships than others, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I would find certain lads would come in and some of them would be great with their hands and other lads would need a bit of training. But the one thing about it is, as long as they're focused, it's something that they will all pick up on if they put in the efforts, you know. So we find the one great thing about the apprenticeship thing is it's a standard-based apprenticeship that we run to, and it's recognised worldwide, and it provides a great platform for young people that want to travel afterwards because they're leaving here with a qualification that is recognised around the world.
Yeah. Is there more that could be done to try and encourage people into the down the apprenticeship route?
I think so, and I think Sullis, to be fair to them, are trying to do that. They're looking at trying to now move. I think when I served my time, it was a phase, or it was a level 5 free tech certificate, and I think now it's up to level 6, but they're talking about moving it to level 7, so you will leave at some stage. I think it's going to start with the electrics and it'll move on to the other trades, but you will have a degree in your trade as opposed to just a cert, and I think that will kind of encourage people to look at going that route.
Yeah. Rebecca's joining us too, Stephen. Were apprenticeships mentioned to you? How are you, Rebecca?
Not too bad. So I was actually in the same year as the first person speaking.
James,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I was indeed. So I went to an all-girls school that was quite academic, so there was absolutely no talk of apprenticeships or trades at all.
Never mentioned.
No, like 100% focus on academics. And it was an extremely academic school. And I think at the time I considered myself to be an academic enough person. But after going to university now, I've been in one course, dropped out, started another. And it's not that I so much struggle academically, but I know now with hindsight that I would be much more suited to a trade or something a bit more practical. But at the time, the only talk was about university, what college course you were going to do. We received no talks from any apprenticeships or with the Defence Forces at all, which I think is a shame because I'm not the only one who now looks back and reflects and thinks, you know, I would have been more suited
something else might have suited me. And do you mind if I ask, what did you study initially, or what did you go on to do in college, Rebecca?
So I began in UCC doing international development, and I'm in University of Galway now doing geography and French, which were both courses that I got the points for, and I don't particularly struggle academically, but any job that I've had since, you know, throughout the summer or more practical jobs, I've enjoyed and excelled in far more than I have in an academic course.
Yeah.
So, but that was something that I just was never really exposed to during my time in secondary school.
And presumably if you're at a school, you know, the focus is on academia and everybody else in the class is talking about college, university, courses, points. There's a huge pressure then that comes with that, Rebecca, as well.
Oh, unbelievably so. I mean, I don't think a day went by without tears being shed. I mean, it's a hot pot for anxiety and a multitude of like mental health issues. And I think that is partially down to the fact that people are being pushed towards things that they aren't suited for or aren't able for. I mean, any talk that we got from teachers or principals, it was always, you know, next year when you guys are all in university, it was just presumed that that was the road that everyone wanted to or should go down.
Yeah. If you were to do it again, or even you might go back and do something totally different now, what would you have done if there was an apprenticeship offer on the table?
I'm not too sure. I think probably just working in general, going straight into a workforce. I've been working jobs throughout the summer that don't involve having a degree that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I think I would have been able to climb a ladder quicker that way. I mean, the Defence Forces was something that I had an interest in at one stage, but that was never spoken to us, spoken about with us, or yeah, just I guess entering the world.